Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Key.
What's happening, man? The weather wasn't that bad this morning.
No. It wasn't, you know. Supposed to rain later, though.
Yeah, I get three o'clock, and then I got to come back over for NFL Live, so I saw the weather, and, you know, I cursed.
Yeah, same. People I got to be over here for this.
Something was wrong with me. I was screaming, what a day! Because rain.
Exactly.
But walking over wasn't bad at all. I was actually pleasantly surprised. It was crisp.
Yeah.
It's going to be a clear day.
It wasn't that cold either.
It wasn't.
Like it was going to be cold. It's not
that
cold.
No, not at all. I was pleasantly surprised.
Not as warm as where Jay is right now, I'm sure, but it's, you know.
Well, he's on vacation in the middle of vacation, you know?
Yeah, good for him.
He deserves it. Guy has three kids.
Got 11 kids.
Yeah, so there you go.
So, you know who else is it?
Already,
you don't
huh?
have enough money for 11 kids. Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown. So, he was in the Raw Room, Key.
And what is the Raw Room?
The Raw Room is a show.
Okay.
And he was asked about Jalen Hurts' contract extension.
And talking remember, about another man's money, A.J. Brown.
But A.J. Brown was brought in to see if Jalen Hurts could take that final step, and he did, never looked back.
Speaking of money, they're going to have to address his contract in a minute, too.
So this is all tied together, and we will tie it together in a minute. Here's A.J. Brown on Jalen Hurts' deal.
Listen, I love Philly, and I'm about to say. You do not pay this man. Just ship me off wherever he finna go.
It's over with.
Wherever he finna go.
I'm telling you.
Package deal me with him.
Listen, so you talk about pressure, Howie, get it done.
So he's telling the general manager, Howie Roseman, if you don't pay Jalen Hurts and he's going to go somewhere else, trade me to wherever he goes. That's my dude.
Oh, of course. I mean, A.J. Brown does not want to have the type of quarterbacks that I had. I mean, you know, he already tasted a little bit of it in Tennessee. He died and went to heaven when he landed in Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts. So, look, here's what I'm going to say about Jalen Hurts' contract. It's going to get done. Now, whether it gets done tomorrow or 90 days from now or 120 days, it's going to get done. So that's not even anything to think about. And he's fighting for his quarterback to get the money because that's the topic of conversation in the offseason.
Can I say something about Jalen Hurts and those throws we just watched on ESPN?
I tried
too?
To tell you if you just listen.
I mean, but there's something I like when people talk about arm talent because a guy can have a big arm. It could even be accurate. But some dudes throw more catchable balls. When Jalen Hurts throws the ball, it reminds me of Mariano Rivera, the Yankees closer, when he could put it in a teacup. Jalen Hurts puts it, the arm talent to throw the most catchable ball right where the receiver wants it, Key, is extraordinary.
Well, it's very catchable because it's in your catch radius. All you want it to do is get the ball in your catch radius. A guy like A.J. Brown has a catch radius similar to mine. If you can just put it in this catch radius from above the head, down in the circle, down underneath the kneecaps,
that's it.
And you're good. And the catch radius is a big deal. And quarterbacks that can put in your catch radiuses are very accurate. Now, if they can put it out in front of you where you can pluck it, that means that you continue to go and you continue to run with the football. Things like that. When you see players like, for instance, you see a receiver get injured. Injury where you go, oh, man, that's his ACL.
Behind him a little bit.
Just a little bit behind him. Made him slow down. Mm-hmm. He didn't put it out in front of him. He put it on his hip where he had to kind of turn and twist. That's a problematic quarterback. Jalen Hurts is not that. Not at all. He's a $240 million fully guaranteed in the first 4 year type guy. You can give him a 7 year deal, whatever. Just you can pay him the type of money that he deserves, which is the highest paid quarterback in the National Football
Next
League.
Next man up, he gets the highest.
Yeah, that's not. There's nothing to debate. There's nothing to argue about at all.
Well, but the teams are saying, and Jalen Hurts is a little different since he was a second-round pick.
I don't care about that, Max.
No. I'm not going there. Since he was a second-round pick, he's up now.
Oh,
see what I mean? He doesn't have to threaten anything. He's up now. So you got to pay him. So
you can franchise him.
That's true. But
that would be next year.
That'd be – no, wait a minute.
No, so he's not up. He's eligible
for an
extension.
Right.
He's going into his fourth year, which is the time –
they don't have the fifth-year option.
No, which is the time to do it. In between the end of his third year and the start of his fourth year.
So everyone's telling these players, don't look at Deshaun Watson, that's an outlier, blah, 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 blah. So when you say 240, Deshaun Watson was 230 fully guaranteed on signing. And everyone's, oh, no, 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 don't look at that. Look at Patrick. Look at Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray, 180, 160, 180, you know.
Remember, I brought that up a while ago.
Yeah, you did. But is Jalen Hurts different since they don't have the fifth-year option? What is the actual market? You say 240, fully guaranteed? How do you do that?
You can give him, similar to what I said about, I was supposed to say Deshaun, similar to what I said about Lamar Jackson, is to push it out, to give yourself time to catch up to the salary cap that's going to continue to grow.
What do you mean by push it out?
Like 7 years, 6 years, some number other than the 4 year 230 or 235 or whatever that number going to be.
Like what Patrick Mahomes did.
Yeah, you just push it out. The number in the first 4 years, if you, okay, what do you think he is, Max? He's a $50 million quarterback.
Obviously.
Right?
Yeah.
So let's just, for simple math, 4 year, $200 million you want to give him, guaranteed. 50-50-50-50. That's four 50s, 4 years, $200 million. I don't want to give him a four-year deal.
Right, because then each year it's 50 against the cap.
I don't want to do that. So I want to give him a seven-year deal.
So it cuts it down to like 30 against the cap.
So now I'm going to give you the seven-year deal, but $200 million of it is going to be paid to you within the first 4 years of present value. You're
so when people that hear money. That the money has run out on the contract, it means the guaranteed money. At that point, the player's cuttable or, you know, extendable.
And on top of that, I'm going to give you $100 million to sign. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you the 4 years, $200 million, but I'm only going to give you $100 million to sign.
And then 25 a year for
4 years.
And
then I'm going to give you whatever. Yeah, 25.
But we're going to say it's for 7 years, so the cap hit is lower because you average
exactly.
it out over more years.
And so okay. Now I'm going to take that $100 million, and I'm going to stretch that $100 million out over the 7 years.
And it's really, the number's 230, not two, because
well,
of
I'm just doing it for math, because right. I don't have a calculator in front of me, and
Got
I'm not
it.
That smart.
Got it. So here's the question. I see why the team would want to do it that way. Can you explain why Jalen Hurts would want to do it that way?
Would or would not?
Would.
Well, you would want to help the team out in doing it that way and not
because
eat up a lot of the cap space.
So you can pay guys like A.J. Brown.
Because A.J. Brown is due again. Mm-hmm. He only signed, I think A.J. Brown only did a three-year deal. Mm-hmm. And so now he's going into that three-year deal. He'll be in his second year, the three-year deal. So they're going to have to see him in the end of 2023.
What would you say to someone who says, yes, but financially, how does it make sense for Jalen Hurts? Is he ever going to – so when you see that Patrick Mahomes signs 10 years, half a billion, but when you look, you go, oh, it's actually 150 guaranteed or whatever it is. How is it in his best interest to sign that contract when it seems like he could demand twice the guarantee he got?
How could he demand that? From where?
He's Patrick under Mahomes?
Oh, you mean Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, like someone like that, in other words.
Well, he's going to get that money regardless because he's Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. So Patrick Mahomes' deal is such that it was a cap-friendly deal for the team. Mm-hmm. His guaranteed money is either has run out or is about to run out. All they're going to do is that $300 million that's left on that deal, they're going to bring that forward to 2023-24. And they're going to give him $250 million of that, and then they're going to extend him out another 4 or 5 years or whatever. I don't have his contract in front of me. Another 4 or 5 years, so it becomes another 10-year deal.
So so really, what this all comes down to is it's a physical sport. You risk catastrophic injury, but that's why you want the guarantee. But if the guarantee is big enough that you and generations of your family are set,
yes,
then you kick the can down the road, so you have a great team around you. Thinking if I could play 15 years as a quarterback, which guys can do. Someone like Mahomes might come off with $1 billion when all is said and done.
Patrick Mahomes will probably touch, in his NFL career, he'll probably touch $600 million in his NFL career, maybe a little bit more, maybe $700 million of real money if he stays healthy. He'll touch $700 million in real money. You know, he'll probably do contracts north of $1 billion.
But then he'll wind up with the $700.
Yeah, by the time he... What is this, his fifth year, end of his fifth year, a sixth year? So if it's the end of his sixth year, he's probably got another 10 years easy in him.
And he'll be on great teams all the time because he'll work with the team. to give them enough flexibility while he's getting his money to put pieces around him, which is why he was okay with Tyreek Hill leaving, because they came to him and said, look, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to get this piece and this piece and this piece.
How much money is that, Max?
What's that?
I'm just thinking about here. I was thinking about here. $50 million, another 10 years, plus I was thinking on off the field. He'd probably touch another, pick up another 10 a year, 60 over the next 10 years.
And by the way, it's going to be more because the cap keeps going.
No, I know. I'm just giving you.
In today's dollars.
I'm giving you easy numbers, yep, though. I'm not like, $80 million a year, because that's probably what it'll be.
Well, I mean, if you play 15 years and you average 50, right?
Well, no, I'm saying, forget what he did. I'm talking about moving forward. Mm-hmm. He averages
50.
Sorry, Patrick, I'm counting your money for you. $70 million.
Yes, that's right.
$70 million for the next 10 years.
$700 million.
That's what I'm seeing. Yeah. I told you I'm not that smart. $700 million. Like I said, he's gonna make $700 million.
You gave me nice round numbers.
I gave you round numbers. Yeah, I didn't say 70.659.
But he already took down probably $100 million, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying,
and now you got to talk about.
I'm talking about the 10 years that's left in his career that I've given him at an average of $70 million on and off the field.
What's it going to look like for Hurts?
I would probably say he's going to be north of $200 million guaranteed money over the first 4 years.
Are they going to want to toe the line at 230?
I don't see him and his agent trying to compare Deshaun's situation to his situation. I just don't see it because he's not.
He just
want
to be treated fairly.
Yeah, he's not like that. His family's not like that. He wants to get the most money. He certainly wants to do that.
We want to hear from you. Which team is the biggest question heading into next season? Which team? I want you to select a team and tell us the biggest question mark team, right? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Plus, Derek Carr met with the Jets. Why is he still a free agent if they want him? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. You can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Which team is the biggest question in your mind? Like, I don't know what to make of this team heading into this season. Key and me flying, I can't say solo, because there's two of us, but no J today. By the way, real quick, Key, which team? Well, you have a big question about. I want to talk about Derek Carr, but
which team? Give me an example
of a team that you're like, I don't know,
good or bad.
Either one. Like, I don't know what to make of this team because there's still a lot of stuff up in the air. Like Green Bay, what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know what to make of New Orleans, the Saints.
There you go. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's going to happen with my nephew. I don't know what they're going to do at the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. Like all of that.
The Broncos. Right,
like, well, I know what they're going to do. Like?
You know what they're going to do, but how is it going to work? How much does Russell Wilson have?
Yeah, I think they're going to be fine. I think the Broncos this year.
Do they make the playoffs?
Now you're asking a lot now, Max.
Yes. So David Carr, the former number one overall pick, brother of Derek Carr. Isn't that crazy? Now he's Derek Carr's brother, even though he was the former number one overall pick.
That was so long ago.
It was, but still, Derek wasn't. David was, and he's Derek's brother. says he says Derek's free agency process will be a long process.
Here What's he is, long, though?
Here's a, well, listen, on the NFL Network, Total Access on NFL Network, here's David Carr.
Derek had a great trip, so he went there to get a feel for how they work, you know, from the top down. And everyone he met, and we knew he would love Robert Saleh. I've known Robert for a while. MJ knows Robert. He's fantastic, and they hit it off, and they would love to work together. But there's a lot of questions that have to be asked. You know, he has to find out how the inner workings of obviously the front office works, but then also I think the most important thing for him as a veteran quarterback, what is it going to be like as an offensive play caller and a quarterback in that relationship? Todd Downing is there. He has a relationship with Todd. Nathaniel Hackett is also there. So how does all that work? And they had a good chat. They talked about a lot of different things. And obviously the team is just in need of quarterbacks and some stability there. They have a lot of good components. There's a lot of things that are very positive about the Jets. He had a great trip. So it's honestly going to be a long process, though. He really only has the Saints, the Raiders, and the Jets to kind of compare those three places. Right. And so he wants to do his due diligence and see as many places as he can.
So that was after the meeting with the Jets. So yesterday on this Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN, Key, you know about the host, he's handsome. Mike Tannenbaum, I thought, he said something interesting that just rang true to me, struck me as true. He's like, man, this stuff ain't that complicated. Why doesn't he have a contract? The reason he doesn't have a deal with the Jets is he didn't hear what he wanted to from the Jets, which is, here's the deal, right? You can do that in 10 minutes, according to Mike T.
You can.
Is that
they can
right?
Do a deal, they can do a deal in 5 minutes.
So is that so the question, are they just stalling for time to see what happens with Rodgers?
I don't know if they're playing it that way or they're just negotiating. Because you don't know. Well, they want to. When is Aaron Rodgers coming out of the bunker? Is he out yet?
I think he must be out. Did he see his shadow is the question.
It's 4 days, right?
How much more winter do we have?
He went in Friday? Does the weekends count?
Yeah, I don't remember the day he went in.
but they're probably waiting for him to come out of the bunker.
Darkness.
Talk to whoever he needs to talk to. Talk to his agent. Talk to the team. Come back and then say to his agent, I think Aaron wants to sniff around. Then they start that process.
Man, just listening to that, if I'm the Jets, I would sign Derek Carr so fast. Just listening to what you just said. Oh, my God.
Well, because
they can't tamper every year.
But they can't tamper.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I know they're doing what you suggested, in my opinion. Reading the tea leaves, it seems to me that reading between the lines, they are what you said about Rodgers after a major
pitch. She's pretty.
So pretty. Let me just see what that is.
Yeah.
And then
I'm going to wait for her to get back in town and we'll have dinner.
How expensive is this going to be? And if it's too rich for my blood, I'm going to go with Derek Carr. Now, so that means Derek Carr is being treated as the fallback plan, and here's the risk.
But as long as he's okay with that and understand that, he may be okay with that.
Derek Carr?
They may have explained to him, we want to see what our other options are, just like he is looking at other teams.
Wait, stop right there. This is what I'm saying. Sometimes you got to target something that you want and lock it down because there's going to be a market for him, a lot of quarterback needy teams. So what you don't want to do if you're the Jets is mess around waiting for Rodgers to miss out on Carr.
But they're okay if they miss, though. They're okay.
What's the options?
Whatever they option. I don't know. It's their options, not mine. Maybe they feel like Zach Wilson's the answer.
Aren't you the GM of the Jets?
No, I mean, if they're going to swing on and miss, they're okay with that because they may say, we like Jimmy G or we like Tannehill, or we like Gardner Minshew, we could trade for him and give up a fifth. I know, but that's the way these people think. It's a process. It's not what we want. It's a process that
should
take place.
Derek Carr be the Jets' top priority at quarterback? I actually think he should.
Based on everything you got to give up.
Yeah. Well, no, he's not better than Aaron Rodgers, but he's younger, and you don't need to do... how many times do I have to tell you? All you need is a guy to drop back 23 times.
Sound like another guy on this show.
Passes, throw for 200 yards, one in the air, punch one in on the ground.
Sound like another guy on this show. You know, you win a lot of games that way, you know?
A lot of games that way. I don't know when you're going to get it through.
You know, if you look at Patrick Mahomes' stat line in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Duh.
But also, even if Mahomes has a crazy stat line sometimes, that's Mahomes.
His stat line.
No, not in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl
yet.
Was duh.
Yeah, I think he had one incompletion in the second half, and that was the receiver's fault.
Yeah, he threw for under 200 yards, I think, or something like that.
Alec in Maryland, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. I listen to you guys every morning. just wanted to comment on the team with the biggest question mark coming into the next season. I think it's the Miami Dolphins, and part of it's me being a fan of their team, but also you look at their division with Belichick still there, revamping the offensive coordinator position for their team. You know, he can make some moves. The Jets are close to young team, good coaching staff, all returning. Same thing with the Bills. And with the Dolphins, you have question mark with quarterback after spending all this money in free agency. You have some rookie deals that are coming up on the end and then some decisions to be made in the secondary. You know, if you're going to take that next step and you already invested with the new head coach, the defensive coordinator, and all that money in the offseason, what do you do now?
Key, what do you think?
Are you going to let it go to waste, or are you going to – what's the next steps there?
Well, I think Xavier Howard's in the secondary. As long as he's there, I think they'll be okay. Safety solid. They got to find a – I think they need to find a real bell cow at the running back position, give them a little bit more. Offensively, they're set. Quarterback-wise, okay. Tua's good. It's the only thing is his health. What is he health-wise?
That's a huge question, though. I agree with the caller.
But you've got to make a decision. If he's your guy going forward, you're now running the risk and taking the risk that everything that happened this year could come back again after the third game of the year.
You know, it feels likely to me. Let's put Tua's safety aside for a second, because that's the real reason if you're Tua, you got to consider things going forward, right? It seems likely to me, given Tua's – he's not a very fast quarterback. He's not a very big quarterback. He was concussed multiple times this past season. It seems with each concussion, successive concussion, it becomes more likely that another will follow. Key, I think that's a huge question. So if you're – and by the way, here's the thing looming over everything with Miami – Lamar really might be available. So you look at Atlanta, you look at the Jets, you look at the Dolphins.
Yeah, but there's two things that you have to do with Lamar. You have to give up the assets.
Yeah.
And you have to trade. I mean, you have to pay
him. Yeah.
So are you willing to do both?
Yep.
And then you're going to part ways with Tua.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. For Lamar Jackson, yes. Although, Key, the more I've been thinking about it, if you're the Jets and you had just – imagine Lamar on the Jets for a second.
But first of all, I'm not trading him to the conference at all anyway, so it doesn't matter. Unless you're giving me something that I just can't refuse.
All right, keep weighing in on the NFL team. That is the biggest question in
your
mind.
What do I look like trading him in the conference?
Well, that's one guy you have to consider, because he's also like 25 years old. He's 26. He's going to be killing you for a decade. Keep weighing in on the NFL team. It's the biggest question in your mind. The Hawks, by the way, fired Nate McMillan, head coach.
Nate McMillan. He'll be the head coach of Memphis Grizzlies in like 3 years. He'll go on their staff next year. No, for real, though. He'll be on their staff as the lead assistant next year.
They'll overachieve for a year or two.
And then the guy, then they'll fire that guy. He'll slide in.
Can Trae Young be that guy? Can he be a guy on a real title contender?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Breaking NBA news from ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. The Hawks have fired coach Nate McMillan.
This is an organizational reset. They fired their GM in the middle of the season. They've now parted ways with Nate McMillan. Now you have a jump on anybody else who might be making a change for a candidate like Quinn Snyder.
Little advice for you in the future?
Yeah.
Next time?
Yeah.
Just say elbow.
Elbow, yeah.
Repaired.
But I always, when I see the U to start to where it's like an ulnar, just, yulnar,
just,
what?
Don't just say his elbow repaired, and that's it. And call it a day.
Urlacher, what is... All right. As you heard in the SportsCenter update, the Atlanta Hawks fired coach Nate McMillan on Tuesday. That clears the way for an immediate search that will start with leading candidate Quinn Snyder, sources told ESPN. Key, here's the question.
Yeah.
Can Trae Young be the primary scoring option, like the guy, on a real championship contender?
Primary scoring option? Of course he could be the primary scoring option, but that doesn't mean that he is the primary reason for winning the championship. Mm-hmm. But he could, of course, because he could score. So it doesn't mean that he has to, like, because he scores 26 a game and somebody else scores 24.
That if he's your reason. Number one, you need a number two that's close to him and you need a good defense.
Yeah, but you got to have – the better question would be, can a guy his size mm-hmm. win a championship?
What's the answer?
Probably no. And you say, well, what about Steph Curry? Come on, man. You just Steph Curry got a lot of stuff, a lot of different stuff. Plus, he had a lot of great players around him and all those sort of things.
Can a guy his size win a championship as the best offensive player on the team, you mean? Because you could put enough stuff around any guy, you could win a championship.
Yeah, but right. if Trae Young
is a max,
if you expected Trae Young to do it all by himself, it's not gonna happen.
Right, right.
It's not gonna happen.
You know, one of the issues, one of the things.
This is not LeBron James.
No.
You know, smaller guys at the guard position, it doesn't necessarily equate to championships,
right.
so to speak.
No, it doesn't. Isaiah Thomas is an outlier.
But that was 100 years ago,
yeah,
too.
But even then, it was an outlier.
Yeah,
yeah. So that was one of the reasons he's one of the greatest players ever. So Trae Young, it seems to me, what I really like about him is Steph Curry kind of showed the way.
Yeah.
And he's doing a Steph Curry, but mostly with moxie. Like, he has the guts to play that way. He doesn't shoot like Steph.
No.
He's not this incredible shooter. He's just willing to take those shots. He's not scared.
He's a very good NBA basketball player, all-star guy.
Yeah.
High-level NBA player is what he is.
How much do you think the draft day trade for Luka Doncic plays into how Trae Young is seen? Because they were traded for each other. I mean, they had to throw in a little stuff too, but so it wasn't just Trae for Luka. It was Trae plus some a little stuff for Luka, but still basically traded for each other. So now, whatever Trae does, people are going to look at Luka.
Luka has more hype behind him, publicity, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm going to say. What am I going to say?
Same thing.
Same thing. Man.
Both have. Is it?
Why isn't it?
Well, tell me why it is.
Okay, so let's just start off on the negative side.
Sure.
Both have gotten coaches fired, right?
That's right. Okay. So far, so good.
So far, so good, right?
Yeah.
They both have been in the All-Stars.
Both right? shoot a lot, but aren't incredible shooters.
Both shoot a lot, not incredible shooters. Both have gotten bounced out of the playoffs. Same thing, man. Like, literally. Well, Luka has more upside. He's going to be the face of the league. Okay, all right. When?
Well, you just said Trae Young is too small. Is Luka too small?
No, but Luka's in the same position.
If you
the same thing. Luka went out and got Kyrie now. Okay, so now the excuse is all offense, no defense. Mm-hmm. How are they going to coexist with each other? What is it going to look like down the stretch when they run into the Denvers and the Clippers and all these other teams?
Do you think Luka is an MVP caliber player?
Yeah, I think he's an MVP caliber player.
Do you think Trae is an MVP caliber player? Because I agree. Trae is an all-star. Luka, he's not an MVP because he doesn't defend, but he's just almost there.
I think, to me, when you start talking about like MVP, there's a lot that go into being the MVP. Mm-hmm. You've got to be – to be the MVP, your team has got to be championship caliber, mm-hmm. right? Now are the Mavericks championship caliber?
They've advanced in the playoffs. I mean, so have the Hawks, but...
But they both advanced in the playoffs.
The Hawks won one playoff series.
And Mavericks won two.
Yeah.
Yay! Well, but I mean, okay, so we have these conversations about teams going one step further, mm-hmm. whether it's the Buffalo Bills versus the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. They didn't win.
Wait a minute, Key.
It's the same
you
thing.
You would say someone who got to the conference championship has done more than a guy who just won the divisional round, right? Or run the wild card round.
It turns out to be the same thing, though, because it's all about how it falls, who you play. You know, if Dallas at the time that Atlanta was winning in the East, they beat the Knicks. If Dallas was in the East that year, what would it look like that same year that they went all the way to the final? Would they have made it to the finals instead? You know what I'm saying? So it's like matchups make a big difference. In terms of the MVP conversation, I don't think Trae Young is there. I think Luka's close. Mm-hmm. But I don't think Trey is there yet.
But that's because, see, he's not there because of something he'll never be able to address, which is his height. If Trey Young was 6'6", he'd be there. He's not. Luka.
But he's still doing things that he's still scoring points like he's
6'6". No doubt. He's an all-star.
And he's an
all-star. But even you are hesitant to say, you call him the same thing, but you're hesitant to say.
Because it's hard, if for whatever weird reason, it's hard for a guy that's that size to snatch the MVP. So I don't
or to win a championship.
Or to win a championship.
Okay.
So I don't really know what goes into winning the MVP. Is it his scoring, but Steph obviously can win the MVP because it's just Steph. It's a different
deal.
He's
also 6'3", and you know,
yeah, but
he's not that short.
But he's not like 7 feet tall.
No.
I mean, he's under six, probably compared to Trey.
He's under 6'4", and he's slightly built, Steph.
Yeah,
but
Steph is like an
extreme
outlier. But he just
does
some different stuff.
Yes.
And I think when you look at Trey, he's small guard who shoots a lot, who scores a lot of points, but that's really what you're getting. Like, you're not getting that MVP performance night in and night out.
If you give him a max deal, which you have to.
Yeah, I'm going to pay him.
You need at least one other player almost as good as him, plus an incredible supporting cast if you want to win a championship, right? Like, you got to do a little more. You got to put a little more around Trey than Luka.
See, it's almost like, what's the difference? Like, when I look at it, I'm like, okay, what's the difference between him and Ja Morant?
Ja has much more athletic ability.
Okay, so he has more athletic ability.
Like
as a player, you're getting the same thing.
I know it's not exactly the same because with Bryce Young, the size has to do with injury risk in the full contact sport like mm-hmm. football. But it's the difference between someone like Bryce Young and some other guy who Jalen Hurts, who is a more athletic player. Ja is a little taller, obviously, but also has athletic ability that should play up in the playoffs. Don't you think?
Trey already been in the playoffs and played up.
By the way, he did.
And he played up.
The thing about Trey that's interesting is his guts have me like him as a playoff performer. And the funny thing about Luka is Luka would have been better off in another era when guys didn't train year round, right? Mm-hmm. Where you could smoke your cigarettes and be a little out of shape and still win a championship. I don't think you could do that anymore, man. I think Luka's got to get the conditioning a little better.
But in the end, they both need help. And I think both of them could, with the help, potentially win a championship.
Would the Bears, we were just talking Bryce Young, would they really choose him over Justin Fields? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Key, I tried to tell you, and you wouldn't listen to me.
Tell me anything. Confusing me.
They both got to the conference finals, yes. Hawks and the Mavs.
You're driving me crazy because I'm sitting Sixers, here and I'm saying to myself, they beat the Knicks and the Sixers and lost to the Bucks in the finals.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Apologize to everybody out there that thinks I'm a tool and you were right. Please.
Wait, they think you're a tool? And I was right?
Yes.
That's exactly what happened.
Right,
I'm sorry.
No,
it's my fault, everybody.
Because when I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about that, as we talked about Trae Young and Luka last segment, I'm sitting here saying to myself.
I cooked the books.
Yeah, you certainly did.
Yeah.
I
burnt the books.
Same thing. One guy went to the final. Good. Another guy went to they both went to the final, Max.
They both went to the final.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Even trade across the board. One guy's 6'9", the other guy's 5'10".
I have to admit this. On the merits, in terms of what has actually happened, you have to say it's the same thing. If you ask me who I'd rather have, Luka. Who I think is better? Luka. Who do I think has more upside in the future to win a championship? Luka.
That's all good.
And yet, Trae Young, little itty-bitty Trae Young.
Same thing.
Won a couple of playoff series.
Don't ever question me, Max, when I tell you something. Don't do that.
Well, of course I'm going to question you when you tell me something. You're not always right. David Kaplan, host of Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 Chicago. It's the Hey, Cap, you know what the worst is when you make a factual error around Key? Oh, he'll never let you forget it.
You mean like him telling me the Bears are going to win 8 or 9 games?
Well, the quarterback got hurt.
Oh, my God. I got Venmo. I'm just waiting.
8 or 9 games. I was trying to make you happy, man. No!
I told you they were going to win 3 or 4.
What did they win?
You laughed at me.
What did they win?
3.
Fewer than anyone else.
So they won 3. Okay, well,
they're picking first in the draft for a reason.
Yeah, I was hoping that they got about 8 games out of it, but they didn't. So, oh well. Now what are we doing? We're picking first in the draft. Cap. What are they going to do with the number one pick? Are they going to do something that makes everybody scratch their head? Or are they going to do the smart thing and try to get out of that position?
They are going to trade that pick, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't think they go real far down. I think they would love to get Jalen Carter because he fits exactly what Matt Eberflus's defense is designed to do. And they're going to ride with Justin Fields. And I love Mike Tannenbaum. He's an awesome dude. Mike is dead wrong on this one. You want me to give up a guy who's 6'3", 232 pounds, that is beloved in the building? His teammates talk about 2 days after this awful season, they showed up to clean out their lockers, and who's in the weight room soaked in sweat? Justin Fields. He is a beast. And you want me to take a 5'10 guy that's going to break down as we see guys get hit like crazy? No shot, Mike Tannenbaum.
Well, I mean, he's a nice player in college. There's no question about it. But I've seen enough of Justin Fields in a short period of time to make me believe if they do the right things in free agency and in the draft, 2 years from now, the Bears would be a playoff team. I've seen enough. I don't think that.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't think that at
all. I absolutely agree with you, 100%.
Guys, we're talking to David Kaplan, host of Cap and J Hood on ESPN 1000 Chicago, Keyshawn, J Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Cap, I hear that, and I think if you look at Josh Allen and how long that took and the steady progress, because he's a big, strong kid like that, big arm, fast, the whole thing, and they put him in the right situation, put the right stuff around him. Jalen Hurts, they put the right stuff around him. But that's no guarantee just because you do that and a guy has talent, he turns out like Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts, right? What about Justin Fields makes you think that I think there's a good chance that he can work out, but I think there's also a chance it doesn't? What about Hurts makes you confident that it does?
You mean Fields?
Fields, sorry.
Okay, go back and pull up any type of highlights or any type of game film when he was at Ohio State. This guy wasn't a running quarterback that we've got to teach how to throw. This guy was in the pocket. Now, he had an iron gate in front of him. He had Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson and Jackson Smith at Jigma, Jamison Williams before he transferred, to Jeremy Rucker to tight end. He had all those pieces. This dude stood back, processed, and made throws.
Why do you
I'm
think, Cap?
I'm telling you, he's the guy.
Cap, the arm, no one ever questioned the arm, the strength of the arm. But why do you think he got tagged with he doesn't process it quickly enough as opposed to Max, some of the guys ahead of him, including Trey Lance, who the people didn't have that feeling about.
It's called the draft.
Right.
That's what happens in the draft. Everybody in the draft in the history of the National Football League has something wrong with them.
But his caused him to fall from the presumptive second pick to below to the 10th
pick. That's the way the draft is. It starts that way.
Michael Jordan went third.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, in an era where people took size first, it was understandable back then, right? But why him? Why did he get tagged in a way Trevor Lawrence didn't, Zach Wilson didn't?
But Zach Wilson got tagged up. Mm-hmm. Right? He was tagged up versus down.
No, in other words, people make mistakes.
No, in other words, everybody gets a tag. He's a can't miss, or he can't process, or he can't run, or he can't throw, or he can't do it, or he does do this. Oh, Blake Bortles is the greatest quarterback to ever. Like, come on, man. Seriously. What,
so Cap, you're confident he becomes an excellent player in the right situation, Justin Fields?
100%. Let's not forget 100%. That Patrick Mahomes, I went and looked this up the other day. ESPN had him ranked the 42nd best prospect in the 2017 draft.
How did that work
Patrick out? Patrick Mahomes. And he's the top five quarterback right now of all time.
Right.
Mitchell Trubisky was the number one rated guy at quarterback. We saw how that worked out.
For sure.
So, yeah, this kid's a beast.
Man, I saw it. Cap knows I was with him in Chicago. I saw him live in the Washington game. And I said to myself, when they played Washington that night in the cold, he dropped some lasers, okay? He was dropping bombs on their head. And I was like, okay, if he gets some players around him, they got an opportunity and a chance. Do you think that they, meaning the Chicago Bears, should try to figure out how to finesse T. Higgins away from the Cincinnati Bengals this year?
So, funny story, I went to the AFC Championship game with my wife. I'd never been to one. So we flew to Kansas City with some friends who have season tickets. On the plane, this lady is sitting directly behind me, and she's got all this Bengals stuff on, and I hear her go, my boy's going to ball out this weekend. I turn around, I go, who's your son? T. Higgins. And I said, can you please get him to Chicago? She said, his late daddy is from Chicago. We have family back there. He loves Chicago. Yeah. I'm like, okay, Cincinnati, screw this up, and we'll come get him. Right now.
Wants T. Higgins.
See, I would do that. If I was Chicago and my good friend Ryan Poles, I would say move out of the number one spot, take one of those ones that I get for moving out of the one.
Flip it.
And flip it to Cincinnati, even though Cincinnati's on a run right now, Cap, and go and grab Higgins.
I don't think he'll be available right now. Maybe next year. Maybe next. But you absolutely have to get Justin Fields an alpha receiver to see what's going on. You got to get him an offensive line. You got to get him
Marvin
an alpha
Harris
receiver.
Marvin Harrison Jr. next year with an extra number one.
David Kaplan, host of Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 Chicago, says he is 100% that Justin Fields is a stud. Thanks, Cap. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Have a great day.
To this, you too.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.